He's blessed us.
Yes.
We already have access to the resources of heaven tonight.
Right.
Yes. Amen. And I want to preach to you a little while. Amen. The reason God can bless us is that He is a blessed God.
Yes. Amen.
He's not a frail God. He's not somebody that's weak. But He's a God of all power tonight.
Yes, He is.
Amen. He has every resource at His disposal. Can I tell you tonight, the devil has devil doesn't own anything tonight.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
I said the devil doesn't own anything tonight. Amen. God is a good Father. Somebody say, God is a good Father.
He's a good Father.
He is not only good to us, but He is good for us.
Yes.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
He does not give us everything at once. For His own reasons. I don't know why God doesn't give it to us all at once. But Brother Marcy said this, I will supply your every need according to His riches and glory. So He gives it to me, Brother Knowles, when I need it. Amen. Every time I need a blessing, God sends it to me. Amen. Even when it looked like, amen, it was a curse, He sent a blessing. Amen. I took my little puppy over to Sister Hagatha's on Tuesday, and on the way there, I said, honey, this truck sure does run good. Brother Knowles, it quit on me coming home. Amen. The motor went bad, and I don't mind telling you, I was a little disturbed about it, but I said, you know, I can't cry over spilt milk. Amen. And so God's going to make a way. And so God made a way.
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't get out of it what I would have if the truck was running right, but God blessed me to get enough out of it to go get another car.
All right.
Amen. God always knows what we need.
Yes.
And at a time of need.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for Him being the God that He is.
Yes,
the reason, let me tell you this, when the blessings come, we need to be mature enough in our walk with God to handle it.
Right.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
The reason some assemblies are not blessed, the members of the assembly are not mature enough to be blessed. So where are you going with that, preacher? Well, just stay with me. Amen. A weak church is the result of a weak members.
Amen.
I heard a preacher say a long time ago, if you've got an ice cube in the pulpit, you'll have icicles in the pews. Amen. If you got a fire in the pulpit, you're going to have fire in the pew.
Right.
God didn't call us, amen, to just sit on a pew and do nothing.
Right.
God called us to worship Him with everything we got in us. And if God's been good to you, you've got something to bless Him for. You've got something to tell Him, thank you one more time for your blessing on me.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not worthy. Amen. If you're not worthy tonight, but the blessings of God come regardless.
Amen.
Because God loves you. Amen. We're not a weak church. A complacent church is the result of a complacent people.
Right.
A worldly church is the result of worldly people. But the Scripture tells us, amen, that we are a holy generation.
Yes.
We're a chosen generation.
Right.
We're a holy people. We're a peculiar people tonight.
Right.
We're not just anybody, but we are royalty.
Yeah.
We belong to a royal family tonight. And our Father owns it all. Somebody said He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I said He owns the hills under the cows. Amen. Some little boy said one time, he said, I want to show you, little poor boy, I want to show you what my daddy owns. He said, my daddy owns, you see all of them condominiums over there? My daddy owns them condominiums. My daddy built them condominiums. He said, you look over here on this side, and you see all of that beautiful buildings over there? My daddy owns them. And he said, I want you to know, look out there in that ocean, amen, and see all of them big ships out there. He said, my daddy owns all those ships. He said, what do you own, poor boy? He said, well, you see the ground that your daddy's building is on? My daddy owns that ground. He said, you see the buildings over here that you call so nice? He said, my daddy owns the ground that those buildings are on. And he said, and that water out there, amen, that your daddy's ships are floating around in, my daddy owns that water. Oh, shaka ya mahaka. Our daddy owns it all. He's not, hey, God's not a poor God. And he's not somebody that's lost it. Amen. We need to get back to the place that we can stand and believe God for everything that God has said, I'll give it to you. We were born for a purpose. Amen. He knew that I was going to be in Dundee, and he knew that you was going to be here tonight.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. That's how great God is.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. A prayerless church is the result of a prayerless people.
Amen.
Whatever the people are, so will the church be.
Yeah.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? Sometimes the blessings of God are hard. Hello.
Amen.
Sometimes the blessings of God are hard. Amen. Sometimes it's difficult work. Sometimes, amen, an unreasonable work. Sometimes a simple work, but they all are a finished work of God.
Yeah.
From God's viewpoint, we possess our promised land right now.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
We possess our promised land right now. Amen. He's already placed it in us.
Yeah.
Amen. All the blessings we can ever receive from God to finish the work has already been created. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The first step of processing, amen, them is to believe that God has what we need. How many believe God's got what you need tonight?
Amen.
How many believe that God, amen, holds all of the keys, amen, to everything tonight?
Amen.
And because He owned it all, guess what? Daddy gives it to his kids. Can I tell you the young man that left his father and went away, and left and went away and went to another country. And that young man, amen, he sold, he made all of the money that his daddy took and gave to him, and he took it all, and he took it and blowed it on ritual living. And the Bible says that he would have got down and he would have been husked with the hogs. Amen. He was so hungry. But can I tell you, the Bible said he came to himself. And when he came to himself, amen, the Bible said, he said, even in my father's house, amen, the servants have got more than enough to eat. He said, so I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to Daddy, and I'm going to tell Daddy I'm not worthy to be your son. Just let me be one of your hired servants. Amen. But I see, amen, as he's coming home. And his father didn't do this one time. He did it several times. He went out there and looked down that old dusty road, Brother Knowles, looking for that boy to come back home. And one day he came back, and he was walking, and the father looked at him. He said, I don't know for sure if that's my boy, but it sure does look like him. He walks like him. I said, he walks like him.
Right.
And he said, I just believe it's my boy. When he got a little bit closer, Bible said he ran out and fell on him and kissed him. He told the servant, he said, go kill the fatted calf. Amen. He said, go get a ring and put back on his hand. He sold the signet ring, amen, while he was out in another country.
Right.
That signet ring represented who he was, that he was a royalty. Well, guess what? One day, amen, we're going to put on a royal robe. We're going to put on a royal crown. Amen. A crown of gold. Amen. A crown that Brother Mark talked about tonight.
Yeah.
And we're going to lay at the feet of Jesus Christ that gave his life for you and I.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the other brother was like a lot of folks. He got mad because Daddy took him back.
Yeah.
And Daddy said, son, everything I got is yours.
Right.
Still is. Amen. Why are you so upset about your brother coming home? He was lost, but now he's found.
Right.
Right.
Amen. We need to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. And let them know. We don't need to tell them how bad they smell or how bad they stink or how bad they look. But we need to go out there and tell them there's still a God that cares about you. There's still a God that loves you tonight. There's still a God, amen, that's in the saving business. Amen. This thing ain't over yet, but when it's over, it's going to be over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Our blessings are first and foremost spiritual blessings. But when we focus on them, spiritual blessings have a way of working into other realms of our everyday living.
Amen.
Amen. Producing abundant life. 2 Corinthians said this in 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Amen. For the things which are seen are temporal. How many knows what we got here is just temporal?
Right.
It's not much. It's going to decay. It's going to burn up with fervent heat. Amen. But what we have, amen, all spiritual blessings are eternal. They exist before we did. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They existed before you and I did. When we became God's child, He deposited all spiritual blessings into us by the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight.
Amen.
I thank God for the power of God in my life. I thank God that nothing can get any better for me than the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. It's a water flowing in you like a river of living water. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you got it?
Yes.
Amen.
Everything you need to live for God,
Amen.
It's already been in you by your Spirit. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Amen.
Natural blessings are only temporal. They're only temporary. Spiritual blessings last forever. God never goes into emergency mode. Amen. God never calls 911.
No, He
doesn't. Hello.
Amen.
I said, God never calls 911. Amen. God doesn't go into emergency mode. Amen. Because everything is easy for God.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Everything's easy for God. Because He has all power.
Right.
Amen. And because He has all power, guess what He's invested in you and I? When He gave us the baptism of the Holy Ghost, He invested something in us. Amen. And that is the Holy Ghost. Are you glad for the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
If you don't have it, you need to get it. Amen. It's the best thing. I love my wife tonight, but she can't compare to the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Nothing can compare to it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has already done everything He needs to do to deliver us. God never goes into emergency mode. You are not waiting on your deliverance until God chooses to give it. You already possess it. You just need to grow into it.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? The process of maturing in Christ Jesus is simple. Learning how to work out what God has worked in us.
Correct.
Let me say that again. Did you catch that? The process of maturing in Christ Jesus is simply learning how to work out what God has worked in us. Spiritual maturity is living from the spiritual realm, reality and residence in us through the Holy Ghost, instead of living according to our outward circumstances. Don't let your outward circumstances, amen, control you tonight.
Amen.
Let the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of
that's
you
right.
control you.
Amen.
I believe, Job didn't have the Holy Ghost, but I believe Job had something just about almost as good as the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because he did have the Spirit of God in him, not with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but Job had something invested in him enough that God said, have you considered my servant Job?
Right.
Have you considered him? Oh, he said, I've considered him, but you've got a hedge around.
Uh-huh.
Do you know tonight that some of you in here, God's got a hedge around you?
Amen.
I said, God's got a hedge around
Thank
you.
Jesus.
And before the devil can get to you, he has to get God's permission.
Right.
I said, before he can get to you, he has to ask God if he can do it.
Amen.
And Satan said, I'd get to him if you just take the hedge down. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll take the hedge down. Mm-hmm. He said, and the devil said, and when you do, he's going to curse you till you pay me. He said, he's a righteous, he's an upright man.
Right.
He fears God and he shuns evil. Amen. Job loved God, and I could see him as he was going through when he took the hedge. God took the hedge down. God will take the hedge down. But he'll only let the devil go so far in your life. So that God told the devil, he said, I'm going to take the hedge down, but you can't take his life. Because if he could have, he'd have killed Job right off the bat. He said, you can't take his life. Amen. I'm preaching this message a whole lot different than what I preach. Amen. Thursday night. But that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took the hedge down, Sister Donna.
Right.
And when he took that hedge down, amen, Satan came to him. You know how he came to him? Amen. He took 10 of his children at
right.
one time.
Right.
He took all 10 of them. I don't know if I can handle something like that. But he took 10 children at one time. He took his cattle. He took his sheep. He took everything that he had.
Right.
All but his life.
Yes.
And then he has a wife that comes to him and said, why don't you just curse God and die, Job? You know what Job said? He said, you talk as a foolish woman.
Right.
He said, you're talking foolish. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then Satan went up before the Lord again. He said, what are you back here for? I said, well, I can get to him if you'll let me afflict this body.
Yeah.
I'll get to him. So he allowed him to strike him down with balls from the top of his head to the bottom of his head. I can't even imagine that. One is bad enough. I said, one's bad enough. But when you got them all over your body, and he takes a piece of that pot shit, and he begins to scrape, amen, and the pus begins to run, amen, from his body. And his friends sitting there looking at him. Bildad and Eliphaz and Zophar, they're looking at him. And finally, you know, they sat there and looked at him. You know, I hate it when people stare at you in a restaurant or something. You know, they stare at you and stare at you. But can you imagine your friends staring at you for 7 days
right.
and not saying a word? And finally, when one of them did speak up, one of them said, what have you done?
Right.
Like it was Job's fault
right.
that it came up on him. What have you done, Job? Job said, I wish I had a clue, but I don't know what happened. And, well, what's going to happen, Job? He said, I tell you. He said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'm going to leave this world.
Amen.
Amen. And he went on to say this. He said, oh, that I had a pen that I might write. I can almost see Bildad. For some reason, I see Bildad in my mind. And Bildad said, I'll write it for you, Job. You're in too bad a shape, but let me write for you. What do you want me to write, Job? And Job says, I want you to write that my Redeemer liveth. I want you to write that my Redeemer liveth. And boys, just in case, amen, this is me paraphrasing, but just in case he rides down here on a white horse and drives that spear right through my heart, I am not going to turn my back on him because he has been too good to me for me to leave now. Amen. And so God gave Job twice as much as he had in the beginning.
That's right. Here he is.
He ended up with 10 more kids.
Yep.
Hello.
Amen.
He ended up with more cattle and more everything than he had owned before.
Amen.
And the Bible said in Job 42:10, God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
How much is it going to be? How much of a blessing are we going to give Brother Knowles when we pray for our enemies?
Right, right,
yeah. Amen. You can pray for your friends. Amen. Pray for your enemy as well.
Right.
Amen. Because God will give you more than enough to sustain you.
Amen.
Spiritual maturity is living from the spiritual reality. Amen. A baby in its mother's womb, listen to me. A baby in its mother's womb has every gene, every chromosome, every trait of an adult is already built into it from the moment of conception.
Uh-huh.
Think about that.
Right.
No, when it's born, it don't come. It's not born saying mom and daddy.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It's a wow. It's a process.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We don't come to God overnight. Amen. And we don't get this thing overnight. Amen. That's why I try to tell people, just get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Let Him give you, amen. Let Him give you the scripture to lead you and to, let Him give you what it takes. Amen. And you begin to grow. And now you're not only, amen, crawling, but now you're walking and now you're standing. Amen. And all of that was in that child.
Right.
From the day of conception.
True.
Amen. That's the way it is with us when we receive the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
Right.
If we will allow it, God's Spirit in us will continually lead us.
Right.
Hello. Into new capabilities and new possibilities.
Yeah.
You do not yet know everything God has planned for you.
That's right.
Come on,
amen.
We don't. But it will be an awesome thing when God does reveal it to you. No other believers possess more of God than you possess right now. Some believers have learned how to walk in their inheritance much better. When the devil comes against you, you need to recognize that he is not only challenging you where you are, but also trouble over what has been deposited in you for the future. Let me read that again to you. When the devil comes against you, you need to recognize that he is not only challenging where you are right now. I don't know what some of you are going through, but I do know that God is able, amen, to take care of you.
Yes.
Amen.
But he knows where you are, but also troubled over what's been deposited in you for the future. The devil knows that if he can stop you from getting the Holy Ghost, he can stop you from going to heaven.
Right.
But if he sees that you ever get the Holy Ghost, there's been something deposited on the inside of you, amen, that will sustain you.
Right.
It will not only sustain you, but it will preserve you.
Amen.
Amen.
He is
intimidated by your destiny. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
I said he's intimidated by your destiny and is fighting to keep you from possessing it. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side and forthwith came there out blood and water. John 19:34. Blood contains 90% water. What does water represent? The Holy Ghost produces life everywhere it flows. The life of every creature is in its blood. Can I tell you, you draw the blood out of somebody, they're dead.
Yeah.
The water in the blood helps push the blood through the blood vessels to reach the many parts of the body.
Right.
To find the health of the body. It is tested by the blood.
Amen.
That's why when you go to a hospital, they take so much blood out of you.
Right.
Every few minutes they come and want to draw more blood.
Yeah.
Draw more blood. I thought maybe they'd give it to somebody else as much as they draw. But they draw your blood. They come in, draw some more blood. Why? Because they're doing tests on you.
Right.
And the blood is drawn. Then placed into a machine called a centrifuge. Amen. Fuge. The machine spins the blood and separates the components by their destiny. 55% is plasma. 1% is buffeting coat. 45% is either erythrocyte. I guess that's how you say that word. Plasma, water, blood is water-based and is tested for the ills of the body, the health of a spiritual body. Guess what it's tested by? It's tested by the health of the Holy Ghost. As the blood in the natural body, so is the Holy Ghost in the spiritual body.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. What makes the spiritual body weak, useless, is the deficiency of the flow of the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Amen.
Let somebody get weak in the Lord, and everything that the devil throws at them, amen, it will knock them down.
That's right.
But you knock us down, we're getting back up, Sister Taylor.
That's right.
When they say you got this wrong with you, they told Sister Taylor, said, you're never going to walk again. She said, who do you think you're talking to? Amen. And when they told me, amen, 30-something years ago, amen, if you don't get surgery on your back, you're gonna be in a wheelchair. Well, bless God, I'm not in a wheelchair tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Bless God, I'm not getting in a wheelchair unless God allows it to happen.
That's right.
Amen. I don't even like walking with a cane. Now, I know sometimes a cane will help stable you, but I don't even like walking with a cane. I believe that the Holy Ghost I've got can keep me from stumbling and falling. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I think the Holy Ghost can cause a healing in your body. All you've got to do is believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
And know that God knows what you have need of before you ask for anything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The symptoms of a sick spiritual body has always been, and always will be, a lack of the flow of the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost flowing in your life.
Amen.
Jesus came to a well, John 4, came to the well, and a woman came drawing water. Somebody said, was it a coincidence that Jesus was sitting on that well? No, it wasn't a coincidence. He was waiting on her.
That's right.
Are you hearing me? He was waiting on her. And when he got to the well, he said, would you draw me a drink? And she said, the well is deep and you don't have nothing to draw with. And he said, he told her, woman, if thou knewest who it was that was talking to you, you would ask of me, and I would give you living water that you'd never thirst again.
Amen.
And I heard this woman say, give me of this water.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, that water was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. She said, how is it that you know, us Jews and Samaritans, we don't have no dealings with one another.
Right.
And Jesus said, woman, if thou knew who it was. And she said, our fathers, amen, worshiped in this mountain. And he said, we're waiting on the Messiah to come. And he said, ma'am, I will speak unto you in heathen.
That's right.
Amen. I can just almost see her almost fall back. Amen. When he said, I am the one that you've been waiting on.
Right.
Well, I come to tell somebody tonight, Jesus is here for whatever need you have.
Amen.
Whatever you need tonight is in this house. Even though there's not many here, amen, the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. Hallelujah. And it's flowing. Hello, somebody. I said it's flowing. I said the Holy Ghost is flowing.
Amen.
It's a well of living water springing up into everlasting.
Amen.
It's here. It's here. Hallelujah. When there is contention in the church, you can be sure that somewhere there is deficiency of the flow of the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing
me? Amen.
The problem with many today is they refuse to allow the release of the Spirit. Some folks are scared of the Spirit.
Right.
They're scared. They're scared of the tongue. I talked to a young lady the other day, and she said, we were told that speaking in tongues was of the devil. Is that what she said, Sister Lynn? She said, speaking in tongues is of the devil. And like the one boy said one night, him and his buddy went to a church, and they were in that church, and they said, these people were shouting and worshiping God and speaking in tongues. And he said, we need to get out of here. These people are of the devil. He said, look, he said, if this was of the devil, me and you'd be up there doing it too. Amen. So this ain't of the devil. This is that was spoken of the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Said sons and daughters, amen, are going to prophesy. Your young men are going to dream. Your young men are going to see visions. Your old men are going to dream dreams. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice,
yes,
and I will be glad.
Amen.
The problem, let me say it one more time, the problem with many today is they refuse to allow the release of the Spirit.
Yeah.
By irrelevance, rebellion, and unbelief. Jesus had to take a man outside the sea. Amen. Because there was so much unbelief in the side of the sea. He had to take him outside the sea.
Yep.
And he prayed for him. And Jesus said, how do you see? He said, I see men walking around like trees. He touched him the second time. Let me encourage you tonight. If you don't get what you need tonight.
Right.
Amen. Tell God I'm going to get it Sunday.
All right.
I'm going to get what I need. Because I'm going to keep coming back until I get it.
That's it.
We, many of us in here need a healing, need a miracle.
Yes.
Amen. I told somebody I'd rather have a miracle tonight than a healing.
Amen.
Amen. Healings are good. Amen. But I need a miracle.
Yes.
Right now, miracle.
Yes.
Amen. God is able. God's in the saving business. He's not in the destroying.
Right.
Praise God. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Unbelief. What's going to keep people from being saved?
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. Tonight, amen, you were born for the purpose to serve God.
Amen.
Amen. And that purpose, amen, is here tonight to give you whatever you need. He said, I know what you have need of before you ask.
Yes.
Amen. So he knows what you're in need of tonight, and God wants to bless you. Amen. The purpose, amen, has already been declared before the foundation of the world, Brother Noah. He knew the night you was going to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He knew the night that you, the day or night when you said, if this is real, let it get on me again. You didn't say that too much after that, did you? God, when he gets it, he puts it on you. Amen. It'll be on you for hours and hours and hours and hours. And a lady, I was preaching in Hartford, Michigan, and a lady came up and said, and she got out of her pew, going to come up front, amen, to the altar. And she received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Getting out of her pew, she started speaking in tongues. as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Amen. And for 30 minutes or longer, she stood there beating her fist and her hand and rattling off in some language none of us knew what it was. Finally, when she did get to be able to speak, amen, she said, "Have you ever tried to talk to somebody and don't even know what you're saying?" Amen. That's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. And the Holy Ghost is still being poured out tonight.
Yes.
Amen. Israel. Israel is God's people.
Right.
Amen. And I'm a spiritual Jew. Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Ain't you a spiritual Jew? Yes.
Right.
Amen. We've been grafted into the vine. Amen. We're that spiritual vine tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And God is calling us to step up higher. One more step higher. Amen. Because what's facing our country today, amen, is scary.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but it's scary. And I don't want to get into politics in the pulpit, but it's scary
sure
at what's happening.
Sure.
Amen. And God's fixing to come. Because He's not going to let them send atomic bombs over here and blow us up, Brother Moms. He's not going to allow that to happen. Amen. But I'll tell you what, I don't care if my body rots in the ground and my bones and the birds have got my bones and scattered them all over. When the trump of God sounds, guess what? That bird's going to give up my bone.
Right.
Amen. And that bone's going to come back and it's going to attach itself to my body.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm coming up out of that grave victorious to meet Him in the air. And the Bible said that so shall we ever be with the Lord. Stand with me if you will. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, tonight for your blessings, God.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask you now as we're being dismissed from this service, but amen, dismissed from this place tonight. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would go with us to our home. God, I'm asking you to send, amen, the Holy Ghost ahead, amen, of us to our home. God, I'm asking you to watch and direct us, God, into your path. God, help us to stand on your word. Help us to declare, amen, the will of God in our lives and in our families' lives. Lord, let them see the Holy Ghost in us, God, and let it convict them. Lord, in the precious and matchless name of Jesus Christ, amen.